A reading from John 11:8-16. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by the world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but the disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him.
So many things here that I want to, they just rush them as you were reading, that go through my mind. One of the things here is a recurrent theme in John, and that is literalism versus figurative language. Jesus is saying he's not asleep, he's actually dead. And they, when they hear him saying sleep, they think asleep. But Jesus uses language very differently. And it's only later when the disciples, the followers of Christ, hear him in the language he is speaking, the language of the Holy Spirit, and he says, Now you understand me. But here they're still in the dark. They're walking in the dark. And it's shown to us through the use of language or how we respond to language. The other thing is it reinforces how dangerous the world has become for Jesus, that he has been up to Jerusalem, and the authorities there are extremely upset by him and want to do away with him.
Well, I think John is showing the density of understanding of himself and the other disciples at that moment, because this would have been a commonly understood phrase in Aramaic, that he's sleeping. They know that Jesus is not referring to physical rest. This is a common element, that you would go and sleep with your fathers that went before you. That was a phrase of death. And it's just setting up another layer of how when we get a certain view in our mind, we can't hear the truth. Mm. And we see that in Thomas's response. You know, Thomas, who's the doubter, and Jesus doesn't have a problem with this because he sees that on the other side of doubt is faith. He's the one who will appear. Thomas is the one who gets the personal appearance from Jesus, gets to touch his hands and his feet after Jesus is raised. But we see the wet blanket Thomas in this moment and say, okay, let's go with Jesus so that we can die with him. There's no faith at all. So he has an optic of unbelief. So that's what he starts with, and that's what he finishes with. But Jesus is hearing from a different source. He's not seen in the natural. For him to know that Lazarus has died, he's obviously had a communication directly from the Heavenly Father. And he's picked up on that. And so Jesus is operating with a different lens, a lens of belief and possibility, where Thomas, representing the others, is starting with unbelief. And because of that, he blocks out the possibility of belief in his own life.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of elaborate on that, but we're not going to have time. But it's this, the thing that troubles me with these followers of Christ is how, you use the word dense, that's a great word, but it's, you know, we all interpret reality, and so that they can walk with Jesus and see what he has done and still doubt is troubling.
Except I think it's harder for them than us. They don't have the vantage point of knowing about the cross and the resurrection, because the resurrection changes everything. I think it's easy for us to think, wow, it must have been easy for them, but you can imagine how difficult it was to have a person who has skin and is living life like we're living, and is making these audacious and crazy declarations, which can only be validated through resurrection. And so in some ways, this passage yells out at me at my density and how many times, rather than believing, I expect that something's not going to work out for God's glory.